Order. Order.
Day two of Maori Language Week in the House, beginning with this question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
Does he agree with his Minister for Economic Development statement yesterday that the current weekly income gap between New Zealand and Australian full-time workers is, quote, certainly a lot less than it was when Labor was in office, end quote?
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, and if the member... I thank the member for asking, actually, because I'm advised that the gap between gross average weekly earnings in Australia and New Zealand, adjusted for purchasing power parity, is currently $160.25, and that is certainly a lot less than it was in 2005, where it was $187.60.
Mr. Goff said official statistics on both sides of the Tasman showed that the gap in average weekly earnings had grown by more than $50 in Australia's favour, to which Mr. Key said the answer was more complicated.
One can use a number of data series, depending on whatever one you want.
Mr. Key said his data showed the gap was getting smaller.
Thank goodness we've got a government with an economic plan to keep closing that gap.
The Prime Minister's claim to have a plan was backed in the general debate by his party's junior whip.
Joe Goodhue.
Tēnā koe, te mana whakawā. I wish to begin my address this afternoon by outlining the good news. The good news that what we're actually hearing from our constituents out in the real New Zealand, the good news that we're hearing is they can see that New Zealand is pulling itself out of this recession, that there is hope, and that in fact what National campaign on, a brighter, more ambitious future for New Zealand, is certainly something that is coming. Our six-point plan is our plan.
Back in question time, though, the argument continued over the figures.
Not only since November 2008 has the wage gap for those on average earnings increased by more than $50 a week, but those same statistics from the Australian Bureau of Statistics and Statistics New Zealand show that for the last quarter, the rise in Australian wages was five times that of the rise in New Zealand workers' wages.
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, as I said earlier, that's one data series, and whether it's right or not, we'd have to go and look at it.
So none the wiser there, while questions continued into the general debate.
What is the plan?
Labour's Ruth Dyson.
People are getting more and more confused about what the government is doing. They are asking me and asking my colleagues, where is this government going? Where is the vision? What is the plan?
Someone who does have a plan is the taxman. Inland Revenue plans to make it easier to pay your tax, and, as Rhys Lyon reports, that was the subject of a briefing to the Finance and Expenditure Committee from the Commissioner of Inland Revenue, Bob Russell.
We think there are real opportunities to provide much better service to New Zealanders and do that at lower cost, and do that in a way that is easier for business as well.
Mr. Russell said this involved moving away from mail to an IT-based system.
We've already taken quite a lot of paper out of the system, but we're still producing a lot. So we're getting about 40% of our returns now filed electronically, but we want it to be up in the 90-95% range.
Mr. Russell said this was partly to meet client demand.
We want to get to where people expect us to be. You know, people are dealing with their banks online for most of the interaction that they have with them. We can't do that for all of our customers yet. That's where we want to get to.
And the IRD's Deputy Commissioner, Robin Oliver, said that an IT-based system would be suited to student loan borrowers.
Obviously, the customer base here is much more relaxed and used to actually electronic means. In fact, you know, a lot of them don't understand paper at all. So we're in the process of investing quite heavily in a new IT system, which will make the student loan system online 24 hours. You can operate it, pay your, you know, some of your student loans, fix some of your account issues at 2 o'clock in the morning if you want, which is not possible now.
And that could help the IRD target a group that was particularly difficult to get repayments from.
Where the real problem with student loans is certainly the overseas-based borrowers. It's always been a problem. Look, these are 20-year-old kids in London. You know, student loan repayment's not top of the agenda.
Really?
Inland Revenue Deputy Commissioner Robin Oliver briefing the Finance and Expenditure Committee on making tax easier. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.